Students at schools in the ridings of Sault Ste. Marie and Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing joined more than 700,000 elementary and high school students across the country who participated in Student Vote Canada, coinciding with the 2021 federal election. After learning about democracy and elections, researching the parties and platforms, and debating the future of the country, students cast their ballots. There were no mail-in ballots, so the student vote results in Sault Ste. Marie are known and certified. Liberal Terry Sheehan came out on top with 192 votes or 31.27%. In this case, however, the second-place finisher was school teacher Marie Morin-Strom with 172 votes or 28% of the vote. Conservative Sunny Spina had 171 votes for 27.85% and People's Party candidate Kasper Makovsky had 79 votes for 12.87%. 17 schools participated in Sault Ste. Marie. More than 40 schools participated in the sprawling Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing riding. Carol Hughes came out on top with 807 votes for 41.38%. Liberal Duke Peltier and Conservative John Sagman were far behind with 379 and 348 votes respectively. Across the nation, 740,515 student votes were tallied from 5,478 schools, with results reported from all 338 federal electoral districts. The student vote showed, the Liberal Party won 117 seats and 24% of the popular vote, forming a minority government. Justin Trudeau won in his seat in the riding of Papineau, K. The NDP won 107 seats and took 29% of the popular vote, forming the official opposition. Jagmeet Singh won his seat in the riding of Burnaby South, BC. The Conservative Party won 91 seats and 25% of the popular vote. Aaron O'Toole won his seat in the riding of Durham, ONT. The Bloc Québécois won 20 seats and took 2% of the popular vote. Yves-François Blanquette lost his seat in the riding of Belloy-Chambly, K. The Green Party won 3 seats and 10% of the popular vote. Annemie Paul lost her seat in the Ontario riding of Toronto Centre.